What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1051. In this episode, I'll discuss a pharmacy-driven rapid bacteremia response program. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1051. And now, on to the episode. Well, rapid diagnosis of bacteremia infections is wonderful. Nothing matters until the patient actually receives effective antibiotic treatment. However, the lag time between laboratory notification, physician order selection, pharmacy verification, dispensing, and nurse administration can be significant as each step in the process introduces a delay. Pharmacists are uniquely positioned to break through these barriers and eliminate the delay in time to effective antibiotics. To examine the pharmacist's role in improving this aspect of care, one 1,500-bed health system recently published their results in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy of a pharmacy-driven rapid bacteremia response program. The program involved the following workflow for positive blood culture gram stain results. Number one, results are called to the pharmacy from the microlab as soon as they are available 24/7 for all adult patients. Number two, the pharmacist uses a pre-approved algorithm to evaluate current antibiotic therapy, and if the patient is not already receiving adequate antibiotic therapy, they order a one-time stat dose of an appropriate antibiotic without needing to first contact a provider. Number three, the pharmacist communicates with nursing staff and pharmacy technicians to expedite the preparation, delivery, and administration of the antibiotic. Number four, if blood cultures show gram-positive cocci clusters, the pharmacist orders two sets of repeat blood cultures per protocol and communicates the orders to the bedside nurse. And number five, rapid diagnostic tests are also called to the pharmacy, and the pharmacist is empowered to order isolation and contact the provider with recommendations. If the provider does not return the page within an hour, an on-call ID pharmacist, in consultation with a medical director, discuss the case and provide antibiotic orders. The program has additional documentation requirements and before implementation needed to satisfy concerns for medical staff as well as required significant education for all disciplines involved. In the first year after implementation, over 2,000 results were called to the pharmacy and about one-third resulted in the pharmacist ordering an antimicrobial. In the cohort of patients who were not already on antibiotics, the authors report the median time from gram stain to antibiotic administration was just 51 minutes, down from 10 hours prior to implementation. While the authors did not measure the clinical impact of this improvement, many studies support the benefit of timely antibiotics, and such a dramatic improvement would be likely to have conferred a clinically meaningful benefit to the post-implementation cohort. Such a program would take a significant amount of cooperation between disciplines to implement at another institution, but has the potential to dramatically decrease the time to appropriate first antibiotic for patients with newly diagnosed bacteremia. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.